teacher, right? And he thinks I'm supposed to just be on call. The fuck is that? Like I go to school and all I do is wait for him to call me.
Why don't you come in?
And he can't understand that. He cannot understand when someone's not home, they're not home. Hey, you know what? He hangs up on Mark's face for no reason. This guy's so fucking melodramatic. I don't know anyone that's more melodramatic than this fucking guy. That's why I fucking hate talking to him. Every time I talk to him, we get some bullshit argument. And he's always flipping out. You know what I mean? Who the fuck wants to talk to someone like that? Listen, don't pick up the phone when he calls. Don't pick up the phone.
You're listening to Clyde Siltap Podcast. Just listen to it. And please, leave feedback at ClydeSiltap@gmail.com. You will hear random cutted recordings from Clyde's cell phone. So just listen to what him and his friends have to say to each other.
Please enter your password.
0077.
You have one new voice message and one saved message and one new message Wednesday 3:09 p.m.
Clyde, I'm going to give you this one warning. If you check your message again and you don't have guarantee, I'll have my sister not even make you come in that house. I need you to give me a call back right away. If you refuse to give this message and I catch you over there, I give you my word, Clyde. I give you my word, you will not like the attitude that you're going to get from me. I'll make sure that will be the last time you hang with him. I need you to give him this message to make him give me a call back right away when you check your message again.
I got a lot of things I got to do besides this project. Right? Damn it, he doesn't get that. In fact, man, I'm a complete site. The book's nearly done. He added shit last night. He's working. He thinks I work on his clock. You know what I mean? Jesus Christ, man. I want to help him with this? I'm not going to think about my own life, my own career and shit. My own endeavors. Man, I swear to God, I cannot wait to finish. I'm going to tell him straight up. After this book, I'm not doing shit. I don't care how much you pay me. The stress that you cause me is not enough. The money you pay me. It's just not enough. You know what I mean? And I know I cause him stress too, so you know what? How about you go find somebody that's gonna do it for you full time, because I'm not that person. Can't be full time doing this bullshit. Yeah, man, I'm sorry about that, man. But I'll talk to him tonight, man. Yo, listen, that's disrespectful to be calling someone you don't even really know. Calling and leaving that, trying to, you know what I mean? Teacher, right? He thinks I'm supposed to just be on call. The fuck is that? Like, I go to school and all I do is wait for him to call me.
Why don't you come in?
And he can't understand that. He cannot understand when someone's not home, they're not home. Hey, you know what? He hangs up on Mark's face for no reason. This guy's so fucking melodramatic. I don't know anyone that's more melodramatic than this fucking guy. That's why I fucking hate talking to him. Every time I talk to him, we get some bullshit argument. And he's always flipping out. You know what I mean? Who the fuck wants to talk to someone like that? Listen, don't pick up the phone when he calls. Don't pick up the phone.
Right, programs, he's going to motivate you. And it's going to be motivating colors and motivating quotes and motivating this and that.
No, I mean, hey, motivating is better than, you know, taking pills. But, I mean, this is like, they have a book that says if you eat this, you know what I'm saying, this is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's like Arnold saying, you know, eat this, but I'm going to yell at you to make you eat it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I can't explain what his approach is. I mean,
I don't know.
Motivating for success. Okay, motivating. The only way you're going to really motivate someone is if you meet them at the gym every day and you kick their ass,
exactly,
and that's
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
You're not going to motivate someone by writing a book, by making a website and pictures, okay? Especially by not telling someone that you friggin' tried to kill yourself, okay? That's not how you're going to motivate someone.
Did I tell you about what he's going to do about the personal contact? Basically, you go in there, you subscribe. $20 a month, and what you get is you get access to the diet plans that's on the back end. All right, it's this diet plan they have, which is pretty cool. But there's this number that you call, which is going to be his cell phone. You're gonna get another cell phone. You're gonna get another cell phone, right? A second cell phone. and that's the phone you're gonna call.
Well, what if he's working?
Then he's gonna have a voice box where you leave a voicemail and he calls you back.
No. See, he should have a set time when to call in. Or one day where he just accepts all calls. I mean, it's like he's saying he has 24/7 support. Imagine waking him up in the middle of the night.
Who's this?
Jimmy?
Hey, Jimmy, man, listen. All right. You gotta keep working, man. You gotta do it. B, I don't give up. I pushed my nephew as hard as I could to make this website. D, I don't give up. You shouldn't give up.
I know, Arnold, but, well, frankly, it's just like, you're not here to bust my balls, so really, I don't want to listen to you.
Well, as long as you pay me the $20, I mean, do whatever you want, but I'm just telling you for yourself.
You know what I'm saying?
Guys, this is part two. Much more exciting to listen to.
Beat that ass up. Have her fucking like, oh, I can't fucking want pussy hurt. I can fuck that shit up. She's sitting there lying. I don't like when people lie. My dick's not little. It's 8 inches long. Don't fucking lie. She was lying. She's like, you got a little dick. I was like, and I had to fucking pussy farting. Don't fucking play games with me. I'm like, yo, don't play games. I'm like, listen, I hope you got back with your baby father, because that's the only way you're going to get your son back. You're a fucking baby donor. That's exactly what I told her. I'm like, you're a baby donor. How do you feel that you fucking had a baby and you gave it away? That's all you fucking did. And I'm like, you never stand a chance of getting your son back because you're a fucking moron. I'm like, everything that the court tell you to do, right, you don't even do it. They tell you to stop smoking weed, tell you to stop drinking, you don't do it. You're never going to have your son back, period. Point blank. I'm like, you're a fucking baby donor. I'm like, I can't believe I wasted my time with you. I'm like, everybody and their mama told me to fucking cut you loose a long time ago, and I didn't listen. Clyde's like, the biggest cycle. As soon as Clyde thought that I was fucking her, Clyde's like, yo, it's crazier than Marianne. Exactly what he said. He's like, she's fucking psycho. Don't fuck with her. Don't get involved with her because she's crazy. That bitch is fucking cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Like, fucking Looney Tunes, Daffy Duck psycho bitch. She fucking, you know how dumb the bitch is? She said she got to go and fuck me up, right? I'm like, yo, first of all, if you plan on getting somebody to beat my ass, why would you send it to me in a text message? And why would you fucking call my phone? I'm saving that shit. So if I get into a beef with somebody and I have to fuck somebody up, that bitch is going to get in trouble. I'm telling you right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, don't, if you plan on beating somebody up or plan on hurting somebody, you don't tell them about it. And if you're going to tell them about it, make sure it's not in a voicemail. Come on, Anna. How fucking dumb can that be? If I'm going to shoot you, I'm not going to write you a letter saying you're going to die. That's fucking dumb. That's fucking absolutely stupid. I'm like, that's... Yo, that's
just,
like...
He's just trying to get you sick. That's all, man.
I'm not... Shook him what, dog? Yo, the bitch is trying to say... She's like, yo, she fucking... We broke up the first time. She begged me to take it back. She's like, I'm sorry. I fucked up. She's like, I don't know what I was thinking.
Whoa.
This and that. I'm like, all right, whatever. The second time we broke up, I'm like, look, I'm like, point blank, I'm like, I'm not going to be waiting around for you to make a decision. I'm like, I'm young, I'm cute, I make fucking good money. Bitches out there want to fuck with me. I'm like, I'm not going to wait around. Tell me why the day we broke up, I got a phone call at 3:30 in the morning, some bitch that I used to fuck with. Remember that girl, Christina Clyde? The tall white chick with the big tits from Boston? Remember that? This chick called me at 3:30 in the morning talking about she wanted to see me. I went to the bar and picked up and I fucking banged that shit out all night. All night. I was beating that shit like a runaway slave. I was all up in that ass like, who's this? Fucking killing it. I should be on trial for murder right now. I was fucking stabbing that shit up like there was no tomorrow. I was fucking like stabbing that shit up like a fucking goddamn, like a jackhammer. Had her from the back by the shoulders, fucking tagging that shit up like, girl, what's my name, bitch? Sepienda. And I was dogging that out. Yeah, man.
Any way to contact with that chick, you can cut her from your phone and everything. It's like,
I did. The thing is, I did, right? But the funny thing is, the bitch doesn't erase my phone number. She got my number, and it's mad easy to memorize, you know?
Yeah.
So the other day, she called my phone. Tell me how dumb this bitch is, right? I still get mail there from the fucking the car company, which I don't care about because I'm fucking, I haven't paid them in like 3 months. But I get mail there for a loan, and I get mail there from the bank still, right? So she's like, why? How come you even changed your address? She called it all, called me all calm and shit. It's like 3 years ago. She's like, how come you still get mail here? You didn't change your address yet? I was like, nah, I haven't changed yet. She's like, Well, I was just checking, but I threw a lot of the mail away because, yeah, I'm like, okay, yeah, all right. Why the fuck are you calling me? I don't give a fuck about the mail, bitch. I don't care. Looking for a reason to call me, you know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, when she called me, I was like, who's this? I didn't know the fucking phone number in the phone. I didn't know who it was. You know what I'm saying? So now the number in the phone is don't answer. Right. So the whole call is my phone, I'm not picking it up. Dumb, broke, uneducated bitch. You should hear the voice now. I raised it, but she's so fucking stupid. She sounds so dumb, like, you know, she sounds like a fucking, I'm like, oh, I was dissing her bad. I was like, how do you feel that my brother's 15 years old and got a better education than you? Fucking ninth grade high school dropout. I was like, how do you feel? I'm like, how do you feel that fucking Greg is smarter than you and you're fucking 20 years old? I'm like, how the fuck do you feel? I'm like, how do you feel that you're fucking, you ain't headed nowhere in life, you ain't shit, you ain't gonna be shit, you're never gonna be anything but a baby donut? I'm like, how do you feel? I'm like, how do you feel about being that? I'm like, how the fuck do you feel? I'm like, come on, let's be real. Like, I'm sitting there looking at her. I'm like, yo, why am I gonna reduce myself to be with somebody that's not even on my level? I was sitting there thinking, I want to marry you. Hey, this bitch wanted me to marry her, Doug. This was what this bitch told me. She's like, if we're together this time next year, I want to get married in Las Vegas. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, whoa, baby. I'm like, I'm 20 years old, motherfucker. I'm like, I ain't trying to strap down, because one thing's going to happen, you're going to want to divorce me and take everything that I got.
Yo, if I heard that you were thinking about it, Joe, nigga, then what you thinking about it? You were thinking about
I always think, like, what if, but I'm like, I wasn't going to pop the question to the bitch. The bitch ain't got no fucking money. She's fucking broke. I mean, dude, this bitch is so broke, it should be a fucking crime. It's insane. Like, I swear to you, like, she, I got this girl a job, right? She has no, like, no people skills, no sales skills. I got her a job at Wendy's cooking fucking burgers, right? My boy's the manager there. I walked her in there. She wanted to get a job. I'm like, I'll get you a job. I got her a job. My boy hired her on the spot, no interview, no nothing. Just gave her a job, you know what I'm saying? $7.50 an hour, but look, you got no fucking bills, you know what I'm saying? $7.50 an hour, that's like $300 a week, you know what I'm saying? You have no bills, you know what I'm saying? So you have nothing to worry about. So why the fuck are you going to try to hop from Wendy's to fucking beat Donald Trump? It's not going to happen. The bitch went from Wendy's to cell phones where I worked at, and that job is mad cut, though. Ass cut, it's cut, though. It's ruthless, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
She hopped from that. It's like you hopping from fucking being a librarian and trying to sell fucking TVs at Sears. You're going to get fired, you know what I'm saying? So she hopped from that to that, you know what I'm saying? And saying she's going to make money. But my boy's like, this girl's mad annoying. I'm going to fire her.
Is it, yo, Clyde, is it is this she the one that you said flipped out at, the boss?
Yep.
Yeah, this chick is a fucking looney tune, man. She should be on fucking, like, make a cartoon out of that bitch. She should be called Psycho Bitch. She's fucking, yo, she's sitting there making threats that she's going to fuck me up. I'm like, dude, my mom already wanted to beat her ass anyway. I had my mom go by there and fuck her ass up. She just wanted me to have my mom go down there. My mom would drag her ass all over the sidewalk. My mom already wanted to fuck her up anyways. So if she thinks she's going to fucking, let something happen, like, let somebody come to my fucking mom's crib and something happens, I'm going to have her beat her ass, and I'm going to fucking, whoever she brings with her to fucking fuck with me, I'm going to fuck them up too. Simple as that. She's not that smart, though. She's not going to bring anybody to my front doorstep. That's just, you know what I'm saying?
But see,
they're asking.
Bitches like that, right? They got nothing to lose. So, like, they will flip out and do some crazy shit.
She's got plenty to lose. She's got a few teeth she can fucking lose. She fucks with me, she's going to lose a few teeth. I'm telling you right now. I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem fucking, you know what I'm saying? If she comes on my crib, I won't fucking fuck somebody up. She won't come to my front doorstep, you know what I'm saying? You got some balls to come to my front doorstep and fucking start a problem. If I see you outside from it, then that's different. But if you bring drama to somebody's front doorstep, you got some fucking balls. Big, big, gigantic, African-American balls. Like I got. You got some big balls. If you're going to come to my front doorstep and bring some flowers to my front doorstep, you might as well just fucking science. That's just kid. Straight up. That's fucking stupid. I would never, you know what I'm saying? If I got beef with somebody, I would never go to that. That's fucking so disrespectful, you know what I'm saying? If I catch you outside, then, you know what I'm saying, I'll say something, but I would never bring you to your front doorstep. But what else did I say to her? She was like, you little dick faggot. I was like, what? Little dick, Anna? I had you fucking, you know what I'm saying? I played so deep in that bitch one day, she said, ow, you're hitting the nerve, take it out. Yo. I had this bitch fucking aired out like, you see that shit like from fucking in the movies and it opens the space door and it's sucking everything out? It sounded like that shit. close the door. Fucking dog in that shit. She has, yo, she's so funny. And I was like, and then the last time, like today she sent me a message earlier. I'm like, Anna, just stop talking. You're embarrassing yourself. But I haven't heard from her ever since then. I'm like, you're embarrassing yourself. Like, you sound fucking pathetic. You are embarrassing yourself. Everything that you're saying is contradicting, like, the truth. I'm like, Anna, you know I'm not lying. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, she wanted me, yo, ask Clyde. This chick wanted me to get her pregnant.
Yeah,
am I fucking lying?
She
was begging me. She was begging me to fucking give her a baby.
You want to get unlocked like that, man?
She wanted me to fucking give her a baby. She's like, I want to get pregnant. I want to have your child. I'm like, whoa, Nelly. I'm glad she was on the fucking the depo shot, because nigga, I would have to take that baby from that bitch. That bitch is crazy. That bitch is fucking crazy. Woo! I don't know what I was thinking. I'm so good. Like, oh my God, Clyde was right for once in his life. But now it's Clyde's trying to get rid of Marianne, because I've been telling him to get rid of that fucking behemoth. I've been telling him. Fuck God. I've been telling you to get rid of that broad. I'm telling you, I feel good. I feel like fucking, oh man, I hollered at this fine ass girl today. Woo! She's 17, but I don't give a fuck. I'm about to beat that ass. She is so fucking cute. Oh my God. Yo.
Yo, you know how many years you can get for that shit?
17 is legal, nigga. That ain't statutory rape.
Wait, 17 is legal?
17 is legal, nigga. Yo, I fucked a 16-year-old one time. I fucked the youngest I fucked with, she was 16, and I tagged that ass. I fucking beat that shit up hard. That was some good ass pussy. That shit was mad tight. I fucking killed that bitch. I fucked up her leg. She was done. I fucked her up. She was done. She's like, ah, my leg. I was like, whatever. I tore that ass up. Clyde was at work that day. I brought her over the crib. I fucking had him was behind her head fucking that shit up. That shit was mad tight. It was like fucking trying to fit a square into a circle.
Do you
have a condom on? Oh, yeah. That was the one. She's like, you have a condom on? I was like, oh, yeah, I do. I had to get up and put one.
You fucking take a bomb? What,
move
on
one?
Once in a while.
Yeah, like, I used to fuck animal without one, but that bitch, I don't even know. Because I had a urinary tract infection. I got one. And it was when I was fucking with her. I was in the hospital fucking pissing fire, dog. That shit is some scary shit right there, boy. That shit is some scary motherfucking shit. I was sitting there fucking pissing flames. I was like, I put my dick out in the hospital. I drank the fucking cup.
You what?
I had to take a piss test, right? I peed in the cup and it fucking melted, dog. That's how fucking bad I was fucking pissing flames. I was pissing out flames, dog. I burnt a hole in my drawers at the fucking hospital, nigga. That shit was scary. I was sitting there. I went to the hospital like, sir, what's wrong? I'm pissing fire, bitch.
Damn, man. You better be careful, man.
Nah, but yo, it was with her, and yo, she
yo, yo, her or any the other dumb bitch.
No, I don't go around fucking, you know, I just slept with fucking like 24 girls. Every girl I haven't fucked with like that. Nah, I was with her for 5 months. You know what I'm saying? And the other girl, I just fucking whatever. It happened, but I got checked out. I'm straight, but I never had a problem like that before until I started sleeping with her.
You're about to give your ass to the baby mama case, yo. Say for instance, right, you have a kid.
Yo, if I have a kid,
not even yours. That bitch is gonna tag it on you because he wants you so bad.
But you know what I'm saying? I'm straight. I haven't fucked with her in over a month, and the last time we had sex, the bitch fucking had her fucking period like in the middle of sex and fucking.
Oh.
There was Bloody Mary everywhere. I looked like that shit from fucking Perry. I have blood all over my fucking nutsack, all over my fucking dick. It was everywhere. It looked like a fucking murder scene in the bedroom, dog. I turn on the fucking light, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? There was a big-ass puddle on the bed. I was like, yo.
Nasty.
Yo, I didn't even know, bro. I thought it was mad. I was like, it was mad wet. I'm like, all you heard is... I'm like, what the fuck is this? And it felt mad juicy. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I turned the light on, and it looked like a fucking homicide. I was like, what the fuck? fuck, she had blood on her ass, fucking blood all over the bed, all on my fucking nut hair. She was everywhere. I ran home, hopped in the fucking shower, and scrubbed myself like 45 minutes. I was like, ugh. And you know what the bitch had the balls to tell me? Get used to it. We're going to be doing a lot more routes. And I'm like, you must touch your motherfucking mind. I'm like, you better fucking... I am not into that shit. That shit's disgusting. Some motherfuckers like that shit. I was watching that shit on Loveline. This white boy likes to get his girlfriend on her period. I'm like, you sick motherfucker. You gotta be white. But that bitch is just psychotic, dog. Like, Looney Tune fucking... No, and the thing is, I don't really care. I'm not stressing it, but... I'm going to tell you right now, if you've ever been in a lot of relationships, I'm going to tell you this, I'm going to hit it to the game right now. Bitches like niggas that fucking treat them like shit. You can be the nicest guy in the world, and they don't, and girls don't know how to hold on to nice guys.
Nice guys come to class.
They don't, the bitch would rather have her life get punched out and not have any life on in the house, yep, rather than the nigga that will pay the light bill and not whip her ass. I'm telling you right now, because the chick was with this other dude Ronald, he's a